I feel like a foreigner in my own country, inside the British ghettos, where 21-year-old says he barely sees a white face, and Muslim taxi driver blames Eastern Europeans for ruining his home. By Tracy Candola, The Mail Online, December 5th, 2016. A third-generation British-born Muslim blames an influx of lazy benefit scroungers from Eastern Europe for ruining his once desirable inner-city suburb, while a 21-year-old says he wants more British people as neighbours. Taxi driver Imran Khan, who now lives in a multicultural melting pot in Sheffield with littered streets and complaints over noise, said, "It's turned into ghetto land. There's nothing wrong with immigration as long as it's controlled. The problem is it's not." Father of one, Imran, 38, said, "Ultimately it was the fault of the government and individual councils across the country. They spoke out as a damning Downing Street report revealed that towns have changed out of all recognition and sunk into ghettos because of a failure by governments to handle mass immigration." Imran was born and raised in Page Hall on the outskirts of Sheffield. Today, more than 6,000 people of Roma or Eastern European descent live largely in his South Yorkshire Council ward. He told Mail Online, "My granddad and dad both worked in the steel industry for many years and contributed to society. There's an influx of Eastern Europeans, mainly Slovakians, and they are here to claim benefits. They are too lazy to work. Come here and contribute, but don't be a burden. I've worked hard all my life and resent spongers coming over here and doing nothing. I was in the steel industry with my brother, but was made redundant 10 years ago and became a cabbie. Does it pay to work or pay to sit at home?" Ironically, many of Imran's clients are the immigrants. Imran, whose namesake is the cricket legend, said his neighbourhood was now divided into ghettos. He said, "It's a real melting pot. We've got lots of Asians and Eastern Europeans and a few white British. We all stick to our own groups and faiths and rarely interact, which is a shame. Living in a community shouldn't be like that. The Slovaks and Romas cause conflict because of the different cultures." Imran, who works for City Taxis, said the neighbourhood was awash with littered streets and house prices have tumbled. He said, "You put your clothes out to dry and they'll get pinched. You ask people to turn the music down, but they don't give a damn. Immigration affects everyone. People want to move away, but I'm staying put. It's my home. Cigarette packets, drink cans, waste paper, food remnants, and even old shoes are strewn across the main road, side streets and pavements. The council rarely cleans up satisfactorily, and pupils from the local secondary school are sometimes seen out in force picking up litter." Pakistani hair salon boss, Mohammed Kasim, said the area was divided into ghettos, with Asians and Eastern Europeans living together but apart in the same community. Single Mohammed, 27, said, "My customers are mainly Asians. We live our life here bonding together and have very little to do with the others. That's the way it is." Immigration advisor Suhail Ahmed believes the problem with ghettos has eased over the past 6 months because of the government's clampdown on housing benefits. Suhail, who has an office in the heart of Sheffield's Page Hall, said, "We have so many different nationalities here and it causes a divide. But the ghetto situation is getting a bit better and there's not as many people hanging around because of stricter requirements for benefits." His booming immigration services business mainly helps Middle Eastern, Asian and African clients, as the Eastern Europeans have a right to be here. Suhail said many residents only spoke their own language and were quite restricted being part of the wider community, but didn't cause any trouble.